The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism. Tonight's encouragement talk is offered by Senior Assistant Teacher Reverend Paul Galvin.
Thank you. Wonderful to be with all of you this evening. At the end of our last session, before in this transition into our home practice, Dharma holder Alan offered us some gentle encouragement to make this time an experiment. And I heard him. So dive into this experiment. And for me, as I walked out of the room and into my house, I ran into my wife's marathon of a show on Netflix called Silent Sea. I got her attention long enough to ask her whether she liked it or not. She said she wasn't sure. Since then, three more episodes have been watched. I fed my girls, my dogs. I took them outside, watched them play as a few snowflakes fell just to taunt me. The air was cold, and it was warm inside. This experiment is our life. And how is this life any different than this life of this non-attaining Buddha? This ongoing practice with each other, this ongoing practice as far as at home and engaged in our life. This seems so much in alignment with our Dharma talks and our Dharma dialogues. A few things in particular in the Dharma dialogue have been sticking with me. Susan's poof has really been opening for me. This poof, this seemingly this idea of what we think enlightenment is, what happens before, what happens at, this poof. And where is this poof happening? When, I guess, is the question, but where is this poof happening? This poof is happening on this this Bodhi seat. Which, how is this Bodhi seat any different than the bed or cushion that we're on or the chair that we're on right now? The encouragement here, at least as I'm hearing from Alan with this experiment, is this practice enlightenment, Dogen's practice enlightenment. And when Dogen is saying practice enlightenment, he's not saying practice until you're enlightened. It's not this practice makes perfect enlightenment concept or perfect practice. Oh, good, good, good. It's not that. Perfect practice makes perfect enlightenment. That it's this very practice that is enlightenment. What we're doing here, what we were doing before we came here, This is the practice enlightenment. This poof that happened when I heated up my brown rice and vegetables. This poof when my dogs were running around and attacking each other, because unlike me, they enjoyed the snowflakes. This poof when I lost my wife's attention to the silent sea. No need to tell a story or paint some picture of what a Buddha looks like. Simply look in a mirror. And for me, there is great benefit to come together to cultivate this type of attention, to hear encouragement to experiment, to be checked by teachers, by my teachers, to be encouraged and have words like poof get stuck in my head. This practice enlightenment continues. And there's something that I find very supportive by practicing with all of you. There's a reading in our liturgy that I think for a year or two, I wore out every time I was a practice leader. And it's a fairly lengthy reading. And yet I always wanted to read it just for the last lines. This is the reading from Reb Anderson, Guidance in Shinkantaza. And to me, this is directly to the point of this practice enlightenment. And what Sashin offers me, what my life as far as home practice offers me. We can't do it by ourselves, and nobody else can do it for us. Last night and this evening, The ghost will implore us to not squander our life. No need to throw up images of what enlightenment looks like. No need to put any barriers up. And if the barriers arrive, see them too. Because those too are the poof. Those too, wherever you're standing, wherever you're sitting, are the Bodhi seat. Wonderful to practice with each of you with a sense of deep gratitude. Thank you all.